morning. Time again for Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. George Washington said, "It is impossible to rightly govern the world without God and the Bible." Thomas Jefferson, "I always said, I always will say that the studious perusal of the sacred volume will make better citizens, better fathers, and better husbands." Abraham Lincoln said, "All the good from the Savior of the world is communicated through this book. But for this book, we could not know right from wrong. All the things desirable to man are contained in it." And finally, Woodrow Wilson, "When you've read the Bible, you will know it is the Word of God, because you will have found it the key to your own heart, your own happiness, and your own duty."
And Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst." Break thou the bread of life, dear Lord, to me, as thou didst break the loaves beside the the sacred page. I seek thee, Lord. My spirit pants for thee, O living Word.
And now the Gospel according to Dr. Luke. And here one of the lawyers answered him, "Master," he said, "in speaking thus thou art bringing us too into contempt." And Jesus said, "Woe upon you too, you lawyers, for loading men with packs too heavy to be borne, packs that you yourselves will not touch with one finger. Woe upon you for building up the tombs of the prophets, the same prophets who were murdered by your fathers. Sure witness that you approve what your fathers did, since you build tombs for the men they murdered. Whereupon the wisdom of God warns you, I will send my prophets and my apostles to them, and there shall be some they will kill and persecute. And so they will be answerable for all the blood of the prophets that has been shed since the beginning of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zacharias, who was killed between the altar and the temple. Yes, I tell you, this generation will be held answerable for it. Woe upon you, you lawyers, for taking away with you the key of knowledge. You have neither entered yourselves, nor let others enter when they would." As he said all this to them, the scribes and Pharisees resolved to hunt him down mercilessly and to browbeat him with a multitude of questions. Thus they lay in wait for him, hoping to catch some word from his lips which would give them ground of accusation against him. Theodore Roosevelt said regarding the Bible, "I plead for a closer and wider and deeper study of the Bible, so that our people may in fact, as well as in theory, be doers of the word, and not hearers only."